Welcome everybody. Shir number 1180, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 332. Okay, the story's like this. We spoke a little bit about a hotel. Somebody goes to a hotel, right, and they're in the room. So if one is in a hotel and they make a bracha, let's say Shahakol Adam or Eitz, right, whereby Shinoi Mokim would apply, and they're in their room. Now they would like to go out into the hallway. Into the hallway of the hotel. Not a question of a different building. In the same building, you want to go into the hallway. Or they want to go to possibly a different floor, right, downstairs, or whatever the case might be, while they are eating, let's say, while they are drinking a coffee, eating an apple, baked potato chips, whatever the case might be. So we explained last time, a hotel room becomes the person's domain, because I pay for that week, for that 2 weeks or whatever it is that I'm in the hotel, right? And that becomes like my apartment. Basically, I'm renting it out. It's my apartment. Nobody has rishus just to walk in there. And we explained last time that it's different than a yeshiva or a camp, a dormitory, whereby people are changed, right? Kids are changed back, forth. They put one kid in a different room with some other kids, and so that didn't work out. They put him with other kids. It's a little bit, nothing is set in stone, as they say. But when you go to a hotel in general, here and there things could change, but be it as it may, in general, this is your room, right? I have this room. This is my room, or my two rooms for the family or whatever. And this is what I'm going to have for the next 3-4 days, week or whatever. And I paid for it, and it's a done deal, as they say. So it has a more of a set in stone type of a domain whereby it's mine. So now we've discussed in the past, if somebody lives in an apartment house, co-op or something like that, condominium, and they have their apartment, now they go into the general public hallway. So we said that was a machlokes. Most poskim do hold that would be a problem of shinoi makom. And we said there are those who want to say possibly if you use right outside, people keep carriages. But the general, most of the poskim did say that you go out into the hallway, the general hallway for the public, right? You're running into a problem. So the same thing over here, that it will be running into a problem, because Lamaisa, this is my domain. I'm sort of changing Rishuyas. Not sort of, but according to those places, we will be changing Rishuyas. Others want to say, there are those who want to say, it's all under one roof, right? All under one roof. So it's not, there's room to say possibly you'd never change the Rishuyas, never change the domain. So, but be it as it may, when the dust settles, we're not here to paskin one way or the other, but be it as it may, the halacha is bidi evid. Let's say bidi evid. Somebody had the coffee, the bag of potato chips, whatever the case might be. Bidi evid. Somebody went out into the hall, right? They have the coffee. They went out into the hall. Whatever the reason is, they had to run out into the hall. So then no new bracha would be made, because then again, we do have a machlokes haposkim. Even if one did not have it in mind, even if one did have it in mind, it still would be problematic, just like a regular apartment, right? Even though we mentioned many times, you go from an apartment, you go from one house to another, having it in mind doesn't help in that case. Room to room and having in mind helps, but if it's a real question of shinoi makom, having in mind doesn't help. Now, but that, the bottom line is, if they did go out, whether they had it in mind or didn't have it in mind, so new, into the hallway, a new bracha would not be made, because again, we do have those, it's a question of suffix brachas. So, but l'chatchila, one should be careful. L'chatchila, one should be careful, in the above case, you're in your room, you're making a shahakol eitz, whatever, or a dhamma, right? In that case, not to go out into the hallway or to change from floor to floor, for sure not to do, even if they did have it in mind, one should be careful not to do that. How to go about working it, we mentioned in the past, if one, for whatever reason, they do have to go and change of hallway, change floor to floor, even into the hallway, not just for a second, but they have to go, whatever, they have to go out, go check something or whatever, and they just don't have a choice. So then, really, the best thing is to make a burn of fashais, as long as you ate the shear, because of a suffix bracha. Now, I want to stress that, we're going to talk about that, because of a suffix bracha. Many people ask, you make a burn of fashais. We make a burn of fashais just to get out of a suffix. And then you go do what you got to do. You go in the hallway. Next floor, you could go out of the building, go wherever you want. You made your burn of fashas. Now when you come back, right, wherever it is you went, even out of the building, now when you come back, of course, you would make a new bracha. because he cut off the original bracha. So that's what, if somebody did not make the bar nefashis, we said that, you could always rely on the fact to eat something else, right? If it's a shahakal, take something else. That's a shahakal if you have it, right? A little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar, a little candy, whatever the case might be, a piece of chocolate, right? And have in mind the coffee or the other item, and that would also be fine. Now, case in time, somebody washed for bread. I'm in my room, I wash for bread. And I'm eating, I'm sitting right, if I wash for bread, or I'm eating cake and cookies, in other words, I'm eating mizonos, or shiva saminim even, but, mizonos for sure, right? Cake and cookies I'm eating, I'm snacking. So then, and they're in their room, and now they run out, so into the hallway. So then, again, the same thing, no bracha would be needed. But in that case, lechatchila, one should, they have to make the after bracha right at the end anyways when they finish. Lechatchila, one should be careful to, return to the room to make the al hamechia or to bench because of the fact you have to make it in the place where you started to eat. Unless we've spoken about in the past, somebody has bread, they take it with them. Let's say they go downstairs or whatever, then they're going to eat down there, to the shul or whatever in the lunchroom and they take the bread with them. So then that's a different story. But if they're not eating anything else, they just leave. Right? So you don't have to make a new you don't have to make a new hamoitzi when you come back to the room. But one should be careful to come back to the room to when they're ready to bench, as long as they ate enough, of course, or to make an ala michya or even an ala eitz to make sure that it's done in their room if that's the place where they started to eat. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha.